This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis.
There is a thing, a thesis, if you will, that we say all the time on this show, and that is consumer spending, which makes up about two-thirds of U.S. GDP, it drives this economy. So again, how are you feeling? Because our willingness to keep on spending robustly, despite inflation, despite soaring interest rates, it is almost single-handedly keeping this economy out of a recession. Tomorrow, with July retail sales, we'll get a good sense if we consumers are still doing our part. Because on one hand, the New York Fed reports that U.S. households feel their finances have improved from a year ago. But at the same time, we've got data that show Americans are racking up more and more credit card debt. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports on the economic conundrum that is the U.S. consumer.
So what's keeping U.S. consumers spending month after month, even as inflation and rising interest rates eat away at family finances? One economic driver, says Mark Hamrick at Bankrate.
There was excess savings accumulated during the pandemic, and that has not gone away.
Many upper-income folks still have money left over to go on trips and buy new cars. Many lower- and middle-income Americans have spent down savings to pay bills, but they're at least still working, says Hamrick.
And now we're actually seeing wages at or above the pace of inflation.
And what folks can't afford, they're borrowing for. Hamrick cites a recent Bankrate survey that found about half of Americans now carry a credit card balance month to month. That's up nearly 10% since 2021. And it's risky because interest rates are high and balances keep going up.
We're a sort of kick the can economy.
You know, spend now, pay later. And what's behind that? Consumer psychologist Ayelet Fishback at the University of Chicago has some ideas.
People don't realize how much credit card debts are going to be a burden. And we see that people are struggling to think long term.
She thinks this could be because of the pandemic or domestic politics, geopolitical turmoil, climate change. Whatever the cause, it's leading to an attitude of
enjoy life now because the future is too scary, it's too unpredictable.
Another possibility, we're actually getting used to all this hardship and unpredictability, says Regan Leggett, who tracks global consumer behavior at NIQ.
Look at the last 2 to 3 years and feel a bit more confident because they've survived. You know, a lot of consumers experience either job loss or income loss, but now they're starting to feel a bit more on track.
And that means spending, even if it's money you don't have right now, can feel all right. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.